This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. Black and orange stray cats sitting on a fence. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You can't scratch deeper. How much is that doggy in the window?
Cats living together, mass hysteria.
Once again, Houston Matters goes to the dogs and cats as we welcome your questions about the care and feeding of your canine and feline friends for veterinarian Dr. Lori Teller from the Meyerland Animal Clinic and Texas A&M University. Dr. Teller, good morning.
Good morning.
And we welcome any questions you have about the dog or cat companion in your life at talk@houstonmatters.org. A reminder, we're in our temporary studios thus far without phone lines connected to our control board, so we can't take calls on air just yet. We're getting there. We're hopeful, cautiously optimistic in the coming couple of weeks we'll get that resolved. In the meantime, though, we do welcome your questions again at talk@houstonmatters.org. Dr. Teller, we are a couple of weeks away from Halloween. It is the time of year for Halloween parties and trick-or-treaters, of course. That means strangers at the door, strangers in the house, candy being passed around. What are some things to remember in that environment about your dog or cat?
Yes, it is one of my favorite times of year, but I'm not so sure that my personal pets would agree. So first, know your pet. If your pet does not like all the craziness around a Halloween party or the trick-or-treaters, find a quiet room in the back of the house, play some soft music, give them their own chew toy to work with, and just keep them out of the hustle and bustle that comes along with Halloween. If your pet does love the holidays, then just make sure they can't slip out the door.
Yeah.
But the big thing, of course, is keep them away from all of the goodies. Chocolate is toxic to our pets. It is dose dependent, but it is never fun when your dog or cat, but usually dog, gets into too much candy, certainly vomiting and diarrhea. And if they get way too much chocolate, then it can truly be toxic, heart problems, and you do need to talk to your veterinarian and perhaps seek emergency care.
There's another wrinkle in all of this, which is maybe your dog or cat loves all the attention. Maybe some of the folks that are walking into your home don't like all the attention seeking from that dog or cat.
Yes. And if that's the case, if your pet can be a little bit nudgy, again, find either somebody who loves your pet to take over giving that attention, or again, finding that quiet space. Also beware of costumes. A lot of pets can be freaked out by costumes, whether they are wearing them or people wearing them. They don't recognize their people even when there's a costume about. And if you do dress your pet up, one, make sure your pet seems to enjoy it, but make sure it does not obstruct their vision, their sense of smell, or their ability to walk. We do see pets occasionally get injured from tripping over their own costumes.
Well, and there's also the matter of people in costumes basically become big, unwieldy people. And if there was already the potential that your dog or cat could get stepped on, guess what?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. A lot of our people costumes can obstruct vision and mobility. And of course, beware of live burning candles as well.
Oh, yes, indeed. All right. You ready to dive into some questions here?
Let's do it.
David asks if you have any advice about what to do when your dachshund is acting like a dachshund. I'm sorry to say no further details offered in this question. Are there certain personality traits that are specific to dachshunds?
Well, there's some, but I'm not sure what he's referring to. Dachshunds were trained to hunt rodents. So that is part of what they do. And if they're hunting rodents outside, probably better than finding them inside your house.
Yeah.
But if it's digging, there are some things that we can do to avert digging holes, or at least redirect them to more appropriate places to dig. Dachshunds are also known for being kind of piggy, and they will work to steal food, beg mercilessly for food. And so, of course, making sure that they have an adequate diet, perhaps not allowing them around the table at mealtime, or finding a long-lasting chew or toy that can occupy them while you're eating.
This is from a different David who writes, we have a wood deck in our backyard that has become a daytime hangout for local stray cats and possibly possums. We've blocked the obvious access points to no avail. Our dog goes berserk whenever she smells them underneath the boards. He says he's looking for deterrent recommendations that won't stink up our outdoor refuge or harm our neighborhood critters. We've seen suggestions online for do-it-yourself mixtures ranging from vinegar to mint to cayenne pepper. Any suggestions?
Those are interesting choices. I think my best recommendation would be to talk to a pest control expert. I had some problems in my own home, under our home, and my pest control expert was the one who was the handiest at resolving that issue for us.
Brian writes, hi, I was wondering if, like, when we turn to the heat of summer and it's bad to walk dogs in the heat of the day, if there's a point of winter temperatures that dogs shouldn't be walked, can it be too cold?
It can be too cold. And again, this is knowing your dog. What is too cold for a Chihuahua is going to be a lot different than what's too cold for a Husky. So know your dog. If you have a dog with very short hair or not much body fat, then consider getting a sweater or jacket when you take your dog for a walk. Of course, if it's icy outside, not that we get that a lot, but if it is, you could consider putting booties on your dog's feet before you take them out for a walk, just to prevent possible frostbite or burn from the ice.
This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. We're talking with veterinarian Dr. Lori Teller. She joins us each month to field your dog and cat care questions, and you can email those questions now to talk@HoustonMatters.org. We have this listener question. It's a good one. Why does our pupper like to lick the leather couch? I will note that we in the Cohen clan used to have a beagle who loved to lick my parents' leather couch, so much so it was such soft and supple leather. If you didn't mind the occasional slobber, beagle slobber on it, oh, it was really comfortable.
Oh, yeah. So some are just attracted to the smell and the texture and the taste of the leather. So that could definitely play a role. Also, the leather tends to absorb our own body oils, or if you put lotion on and then sit on the leather sofa, that could also attract your dog to it as well. Sometimes we'll see dogs that lick the furniture or a rug or something like that, and it's actually a sign of some gastrointestinal upset. And so if there are any concerns about that, or the next time you visit with your veterinarian, it may just be worth mentioning that to help determine if further diagnostic should be done.
Another good question from a listener. Tips for brushing your dog's teeth or maintaining dental hygiene. Any additives to water that we can add, especially if our dog hates to have their teeth brushed?
Yeah, that's a great question. First, make sure if your dog does have tartar or gingivitis that you have a professional cleaning done to make sure you're starting with a healthy base. And a week or two after that dental procedure is over, then home care is ideal. Start slowly. So perhaps just start with putting some of the dental toothpaste on a gauze square and just using your finger to gently scrub along the gum line. This is, of course, assuming that your dog will tolerate this and not bite you, because we don't want anyone to get hurt. But once your dog is used to that, then just get a soft toothbrush. An infant or child size toothbrush often can work. And maybe just get a couple of teeth done at a time. And then give your dog a treat when it's over. You want to make this a very positive experience. And once you can work up to it, you can certainly do your dog's entire mouth. There are some water additives that you can get. You want something that's been certified by the Veterinarian Oral Health Council, the VOHC, and you can look for that on the label. There are also some dental chews that they certify as well that are great for helping to reduce tartar buildup, though ultimately nothing replaces daily brushing.
Jessica asks, what are some suggestions for stopping a cat from being aggressive with other cats? He's my mom's cat, and he's the only thing that makes her happy, but he chases my skittish cat under the bed and torments her. I would love to find a solution aside from keeping them separated, which we already do our best to do.
Yeah, and this one's going to be really challenging, and you may need to work with your veterinarian or even the veterinary behaviorist. There's a lot really to unpack into what causes intercat aggression. Sometimes it's territorial, sometimes it's anxiety, but there's a lot going on there, and it will require probably medication for at least one, if not both cats, some environmental changes, and some work in that area. So unfortunately, there's not a lot I can tell you in 30 seconds, but I would have this conversation with your veterinarian and potentially seek a behavior consult.
Matthew writes, I recently adopted a dog from the SPCA. I've had dogs all my life, but this one is really making me reconsider whether I'm a dog person. She is a constant chewer. I've bought her several heavy-duty chew toys, and she rips them apart like thick, heavy knotted rope toys, heavy plastic, rubber chew toys. She steals my kids' toys and shoes and destroys them. How do I get this dog to stop aggressively chewing up everything in my house?
Yeah, that one's a challenge for sure. And you're doing the right things by getting the heaviest of heavy duty toys that you can. And they can get expensive quickly, but that's going to be your best option. And then, of course, making sure your children pick up their own toys and shoes, which I know is easier said than done as a mother myself. But a lot of this is normal dog behavior. They have this urge to chew. Also increasing the dog's general exercise, so long walks, rounds of fetch, if it's doable, maybe even getting your dog involved in agility or something like that as well. But just things to burn off some of that excessive energy as well.
Some of those chew toys are designed where there's some sort of snack or something inside so that if you rip the whole thing apart, there's a reward for the dog. Is that maybe a bad idea in this case? Because then the dog starts to think everything in the house has that reward in it?
I've never looked at it that way. So that could be something to consider. You know, or if you do have one of those puzzle toys, so to speak, with a treat or food inside, you definitely want to make sure that it takes a lot of time for your dog to get to what's inside.
One last question. Nicole is seeking your best remedy to calm dogs terrified of rain. One in particular shakes uncontrollably and won't go outside. He therefore poops in the house if it rains for extended periods.
Yeah, and so for these dogs, medication is definitely going to be a piece of that. We do see thunderstorm anxiety fairly frequently in Houston. So medication, when the dog has gotten to this point, is going to be a big part of it. And then some counter conditioning as well, but nothing is going to work until we can get some of the anxiety levels lowered. They do make thunder shirts, things like that, but I would have a conversation with your veterinarian. These can be very challenging.
I think the most important lesson we have learned today, if you want soft, supple leather, get yourself a licking beagle.
Definitely.
Dr. Lori Teller is a veterinarian with the Meyerland Animal Clinic and teaches veterinary medicine at Texas A&M University. Dr. Teller, thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great
day. Wish I was a beagle, I could sleep all day. When my owners turned their heads, I would run away. I'd let my nose lead me off on all kinds of scents. When they noticed I was gone, they'd wonder where I went. Life as a beagle, it's a life for me. Running through the forest, chasing rabbits, sniffing trees. Life as a beagle, it's a life for me. You don't have to do any chores and you get fed food for free.